Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. Today, again, no shotgun riding here because I don't have an FID card. Or do I? No, Steve Cooley's not here, so he's on sabbatical, so I'm glad for that. Oh, you could probably still write him at TuesdayGuy@NoCompromiseRadio.com. Something like this, maybe. "Dear Pastor Steve, I know it's your sabbatical, but..." Abendroth told me to bug you. All right. Well, I have all kinds of things in front of my desk today. It is a beautiful spring day, freezing cold out. As Mark Twain said, the coldest winter I ever experienced was the summer in San Francisco. So it's kind of like that in New England. We are probably, by the time you hear this, back from our Greece trip, and you really missed a zinger of a trip. In 2 years, in all honesty, we are planning an Israel trip, and that is 2015, February, late February, perfect for Valentine's Day, save your shekels, 2015, Greece, and I don't know if we'll make it to Egypt this year or not. 2 years ago, we had to punt on the Egypt trip because we didn't feel like being in harm's way. Well, there's all this Roman Catholic talk these days because of their new leader, and I saw a look, a likeness, that's what it says here in the newspaper, of Mother Teresa. And you know they have lots of these things floating around, but this was in the newspaper. This was in the Tennessean. I can make a joke about that if Steve was here. Via the AP. By the way, I think AP just has said that there will be no more illegal immigration words used in their newspaper and their reporting and their news wires, etc. I think it was Jay Leno who then said, "No, they'll be called now unregistered Democrats." It's pretty clever. Anyway, a look, a likeness of Mother Teresa, and then it has a Cinnabon. Actually, I don't think it's technically a Cinnabon. If you'd like to send me some Cinnabons, I guess you could. They'd probably be pretty stale by the time I got them. It says pastry enshrined. Hundreds of people, boy, that's a lot, have flocked to Bongo Java Coffee Shop in Nashville. That's pretty good. I wonder if Byron Yon has gone there. You ought to listen to him preach in Nashville, and you ought to get his books, his latest one, Suburbianity. Thanks for nothing, Byron, for sending it to me. Not. I should get a free copy, press copy. I didn't even get a ride, an intro or anything. Endorsement. It says Abendroth on there, but that's Pat. Bongo Java Coffee Shop in Nashville to see a likeness of Mother Teresa on a cinnamon bun. It was shellacked and put on display after a customer who bought it said it looked like the Roman Catholic missionary. That's actually true. It looks just like it. And so maybe we've got a new logo. You know, our website's back up and running again, thanks to Josh, after having it hacked 2 times. Thanks to I don't know who, but we got a new site out of the deal, so now we maybe have a new icon. No pun intended. Ha, ha, ha. All right, percent of Americans believing in the resurrection drops from 77% to any guesses. This is Dan Joseph writing, and he is the CNS News, or CNSN News. It says, is not funded by the government like NPR, is not funded by the government like PBS. Huh, that's interesting. What are you for? You know, I want to be known for what I'm for. So what are you for, CNS News? Just kidding. All right. Percent of Americans believing in the resurrection dropped from 77% last Easter. I don't know how I measure this. We'll soon find out. To 64%. That's quite interesting to me. We go from 77 to 64. So what percentage drop is that? I don't mean 13% drop, but I mean, what do we have from 13 out of 77? What does that yield us? Because it's going to be a bigger drop than 13. If I could only explain myself, then you might know what I mean. But after all, this is not a statistics class, nor an algebra class, nor a Diffie-Q's class, nor a calculus class, right? What is this? This is No Compromise Radio. Now, when Paul was preaching and addressing the Areopagus, Mars Hill, he talked about the resurrection and what the resurrection signified. Now, we would agree that in Romans 4:25, this is God's stamp of approval as God raises Jesus from the dead, signifying many facts. One was Jesus had no sin of his own to pay for. He paid for the sins of all the elect the Father had given him in eternity past, and that redemption was accomplished. It is finished, God said, the Son said on the cross, and then God the Father said, amen, via the resurrection. Now, there's something else that goes on here, and resurrection guarantees there's going to be judgment. It says in Acts 17:31, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, we will hear you again about this. So Paul went out from their midst. So it does not surprise me that when we have a society running pell-mell, headlong, running hither-thither, running rapidly off the cliff, following each other like lemmings, amusing themselves to death, then they know they don't want to be held accountable. If you back up, you'll say to yourself, yes, in fact, they believe in God because that's what natural revelation clearly demonstrates. Romans 1 says, so that they are what? Without excuse. But if you sin a lot, it's kind of hard to sleep knowing the whole time that if you die without your sins forgiven, you're not going to go to heaven. Most people believe there's a heaven still, but most people that believe there's a heaven still aren't going to go there. Why? Because they're not forgiven. They're believing in the wrong Jesus. So it's this whole idea of accountability that people don't want anymore. And so we run as fallen humans from the resurrection. It says here, a study released by the Rasmussen Reports, a polling firm on Good Friday found that 64% believe that he rose from the dead. Oh, same question last year. Historical facts, 77%. Okay. Additionally, this is interesting, CNS News. Additionally, this year's poll found that 19% of Americans reject the central tenet of the Christian faith and do not believe that Christ was resurrected. What does that mean? That's compared to only 7% who say they didn't believe that Christ rose from the dead a year ago. So in the resurrection, in a resurrection, now I'm confused. And you know when you're confused, it's time to say this is not funded by CBS, PBS, NPR. In the mail today, I got something for the pastors it was addressed to. The pastors of Bethlehem Bible Church, and then there's a huge packet of stuff. Sometimes people send me crazy things, and then this one's a huge packet of information. Jesus is coming very soon. So, you know what? That's pretty good. I like that. It says here that, Dear Pastor, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Creator and God, God in the flesh of the Trinity, 1 Timothy 3:16. I hope you're watching for the very soon appearing of our great God, Jesus Christ, after 2,000 years. One of the five crowns will be given to those who are saved if they love the appearing of Christ to rapture his church. home to heaven in the blink of an eye, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Just before the final seven-year Mideast peace and the Antichrist is revealed, he confirms the final seven-year Mideast peace and comes out of the European Union, is when our King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes to take to heaven his church. Okay, that tells me how big church is, 1,500 miles square by 1,500 miles high. Jesus could come today. Listen for the trumpet. Look up, for our redemption draws nigh. The economies of the world are falling apart. The United States and some European Union countries are now bankrupt. China is getting shaky also. Middle East is in turmoil. Dictators are falling as the world is preparing for the final dictator called the Antichrist. And then he goes on to say, it's no wonder the economic system hasn't already collapsed. Don't be left behind. The coming of Jesus is now at hand. And so it says a note concerning Rosh Hashanah. I believe every year for 1,000 years between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we'll have great 10-day feast with Jesus. Don't get left behind. You know, it's interesting. I was glad he wrote it, except I'm hoping most pastors are saved, but maybe he knows something that I don't. It says, watch for the official seven-year Mideast peace agreement soon. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hell is forever. Six-day war. A sinner's prayer. Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. With your help, I am turning away from sin, repenting and turning my life over to you. By faith, I now receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for all my sins, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says here that Jesus is called God in human form by the Bible. It talks about the deity of Christ. And overall, I'm pretty impressed. I could say there's a few kooky things in there, but at least he's got a lot of the essentials. And today on No Compromise Radio, we're kind. We're affirming. Unforgettable object lesson that you can buy, $39.95. This item should be handled by adults, *1. *2, two AAA batteries and lighter fluid, not included. The new Fire Bible, and it shows a lady in a choir robe with something called the Holy Bible. She's got, I don't know, it looks kind of like a 1980s hairdo. Kind of a mullet, a female mullet. Do they make those? And then there's a fire coming up out of the middle of the Bible. Ignites at the touch of a button. All eyes will be on you when you open this Bible. We could say my Bible says. And begin to read a Bible story or scripture for the day. It may look like a real Bible, but just open it. Push the red button and it will electronically ignite. That's about a 5-inch flame right there. Everyone will want you to read the Fire Bible again and again. Just what you need for the hot topics you teach. Guaranteed to be memorable. That's exactly right. They will remember the fire more than they'll remember the Bible. These are things you get in the mail for pastors, and sometimes I have to open these up, even though our secretary normally does that. I kind of like to do this sometimes. On the back, it says Unforgettable Object Lessons. And you can buy this is sent to pastors. You could buy a gross, icky, life-size brain and heart, reusable gelatin mold. See? Now it works. Now it makes sense. Create a lesson to be remembered forever, $13.95 each. Simply use the gelatin recipe that is included to make more gelatin organs of all colors as often as you need. Unbelievable effects. I saw one of these once that had the option where you could put in the gummy worms into the brain so you could be more brains. But that's it. This is for Bible people. This is for I guess, youth groups. Then it's got also on the same back postcard page here, mystery light bulb, lights in your hand. I guess it's $6.95 like Uncle Fester puts it in his mouth. Lights in your hand. And then lastly, it says 3-tape set object lesson explosion. Jim Weidman teaches. Outrageous Object Lessons, Lessons for Preschoolers, and Preaching with Objects. Okay, so the tapes don't explode, but the message is explosive. Well, my name is Mike Abendroth. This is NoCompromiseRadio.com. I think for some reason I should lower my voice to make it more radio-like. Welcome to NoCompromiseRadio.com. Don't forget, you can tune in to No Compromise 90 YouTube channels. Just recorded one today on donate buttons. So, just a quick story. I'm about ready to clip into my bicycle and ride last Saturday. And it was a sunny day. It was pretty nice, maybe in the mid-40s or so. And I thought, I've got to earn some calories, so I'll go out and ride my bicycle and listen to some S. Lewis Johnson Micah series. And I just got done listening to the Samson series, which was excellent as well. So I have my headphones in, listening to S. Lewis. I have my kind of a skull cap deal on because it was super cold and I don't have much hair on my head. And then I had my bicycling helmet and then glasses. So I couldn't really see what was going on, nor could I hear what was going on. And then two ladies come walking down the stairs from my front door down to the driveway where I was. And I was fairly startled. I didn't jump, but it did surprise me. And so immediately I could see their Awake magazines, and I could tell that they were Jehovah's Witnesses. Not really witnesses to the real Jehovah, but saying Jehovah, even though they don't even really know what Jehovah means or how we got the word Jehovah. And so I said to myself, Mike, be nice. Because sometimes I'm not nice to these people. If I met them at the supermarket, I would be nice to them. But when they come to my house selling false teaching, I'm usually not very nice. So anyway, I just said, be nice, Mike. So I said, hi, what are you guys doing today? Oh, we're here to talk about some spiritual truth, whatever they said. There was a younger one, about 25, lady, and then there was an older lady, probably 60-ish, and then there was a guy in the car. How does that work? Yeah, I guess it does make sense. Maybe he was playing with the fire Bible and eating his more brains mold for Jell-O. So they said that, and I said, would you please read Romans 9:5 for me? And so she had a Bible. I could have said Titus chapter 2, verse 13. I could have said 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. But I said, would you please read Romans 9:5? Now, just for the show's sake today, I will quickly read Romans 9:5. And of course, it's going to be a reference to the deity of Jesus Christ. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Titus chapter 2, verse 13, 1 John 5, like I said. I'm sure I could have said, look at your hand and see the H is for Jesus received honor, that's only due God, H for honor. A, the attributes of God Jesus had, whether it's omniscience or omnipotence, justice or holiness, that's the A for attributes. N, you could say that he has the names of God, Alpha and Omega, first and the last, Lord. There's a variety of different names for Jesus, Son of God, right? That's God in essence. And so, let's see, what's the D? And the D is deeds. He did things that only God himself could do. And so, if you think about that little HANDS acronym, the S I think stands for something too, but I can't remember what it is, so just a hand. Just look at your one hand, not your two hands. Honor that only God receives, attributes that only God has, names that only are for God, and then deeds, that only things that God can do. Well, I asked her, who's that referring to? And she didn't want to admit it, and I said, that's referring to Jesus Christ. And then I had to throw in the word that I knew that they wouldn't like because they're very deceitful, and they want to say a lot of things that I'll tell you in just a second. And I said, that's speaking of Jesus Christ, the eternal God. Eternal Son of God, cloaked himself with flesh, Jesus Christ, eternal God, eternal Son of God. And so then she said something else as I told her what Titus chapter 2, verse 13 says. And then she, the older one, oh no, I still was being nice at the moment. And I said, well, how could one man die for other people? And so what I was wanting her to do is I was wanting her to tell me, in her way that would never work, how could someone be a substitute? So then I could tell her that if Jesus was fully man, and he was, actually he still is, he always will be from now on, that we would have a representative, that we have a man appointed. The right time, this great God cloaked himself with flesh, born of a virgin, so he could die in the place of sinners. So there could actually be a substitution. It would be a man for a man. But why is the deity of Christ necessary? And what I was after is I wanted her to listen to me tell her that if God has righteousness, which God is righteous, he has his son's righteousness bestowed on all those who would believe, because it's just not one set of righteousness, if you will. If he was just man, he would have only his own righteousness if he didn't sin. But he has lots of righteousness, an infinite amount of righteousness, that he could bestow on all those who would believe. That's what I was after, because the deity of Christ, they don't believe in, and I wanted her to see that substitutionary atonement could not be true without it. Well, we began to talk like that, and then the older one said, she was the trainer, the younger one was a trainee, and they were standing pretty close to me, and I was straddled over my bicycle, and SOS was turned off. Sadly, my computer was still going, so I didn't like that part. I had to reset it later and gave me a bad time. And so I said to, she said, you know, Jesus never said he was God. And I got angry. I didn't yell or anything like that, but I said, that is a lie. And then I turned my attention to that lady. I said, that is a bald-faced lie. Before Abraham was, I am. He is the eternal God, ego a me. He is claiming to be Yahweh. What do you want me to do? Say he never used the word theos, and therefore you can get out of it with your little duck and jive, false teaching, satanic doctrine that damns people. And so I said, John, the gospel was written to show you through these great signs that Jesus Christ is God, so that you might believe that he is the eternal God. And then the other lady said, the younger one, the trainee, she said, well, we don't want to make you upset. I said, I am upset. You come to my house giving my family spiritual strychnine, trying to damn my family to hell with an accursed gospel, Galatians chapter 1, verses 4 and following. Let them be accursed. That's you, and I am upset. Jesus Christ is the eternal God, and you should worship him as such. He's been raised from the dead, and if you don't repent and believe, you're going straight to hell. To stand on my property and tell me Jesus isn't God and then say I'm not upset— John, the beloved John, the apostle, says that people come to your house saying that Jesus Christ isn't God in the flesh. They're the Antichrist, spirit of the Antichrist, small a. They're not for Christ. You're not for Christ. You're against Christ, Antichrist. And then she said, well, we didn't mean to upset you, and we better go. I said, yeah, you better go. And you better repent and believe, because do you know what? You're going straight to hell if you die tonight. So I tried to talk to the impressionable one, the younger one. I said, ma'am, you with the black hair, she's walking off by now. You are going straight to hell. And if you were to die tonight, that's where you're going. You might try to tell me you don't believe there's a hell, but there is. For people that go around and tell other folks that Jesus Christ isn't the eternal Son, the exalted one, who in eternity past with the Father and with the Spirit— one God. This is blasphemy. This is not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You need to be forgiven from that sin and repent and put your faith in the risen Savior, Jesus, the eternal God. You're going to hell straight tonight if you die. And that's what I want you to think of when you put your head on that pillow tonight. I'm going to hell, not because I'm a Jehovah's Witness, but because I deny the eternal Son, Jesus Christ. I don't think he's really God. And then I said, and don't talk to my neighbors and tell them Jesus isn't God either. So they walked down to the end of the driveway, and then the guy got in the car. The young girl looked like she was about ready to cry. Maybe she was crying. And my goal in life is not to make young women cry, but my goal is to shake people. And if you're going to stand 3 feet from me and tell me Jesus isn't God and try to damn my family with your false papers, Awake and Watchtower magazine, then you need to hear the truth. Paul wasn't warm and fuzzy in the book of Galatians early on. Why? Because this is a major deal. This is a major deal. Now, while I want people to be nice, I want people to be firm. I'm not going to say God bless you because I don't want God to bless you. I'm not going to give you a seat because I don't want you to get rested as you go out your way. So I want you to pray that this young lady who came to my house the other day, God would open up her eyes and save her, both of them for that matter. Well, my name is Mike Abendroth. This is NoCompromiseRadio.com. Speak the truth, certainly in love, but you've got to speak the truth in boldness as well. NoCompromiseRadio.com.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.